Can God bring good from the brokenness of your life? Can He bring good from the evil that has been a part of your life? Can He bring good from sin? Brothers and sisters, if we know anything of salvation history, the answer is a resounding yes. Not just a yes, but a heck yes. A capital letter yes with exclamation points following it. God has an incredible, incredible ability to draw good forth from evil. I had to laugh the first reading today. The line where the brothers of Joseph are saying, you know, what is to be gained by killing our brother and concealing his blood? Rather, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites instead of doing away with him ourselves. After all, he is our brother. I was just like, oh, that's kind of you. We'll sell you away to slavery, but, you know, we won't kill you because you are our brother. What does God do with this wretched situation? This betrayal of brothers one to the other? Through this betrayal, God brings Joseph ahead of them to Egypt in order not only to provide food for them, for their safety in time of famine, but to save thousands and thousands and thousands of people through appointing Joseph as basically the steward of the whole house of Pharaoh. And through his dreams and the dreams of Pharaoh to be prepared for 7 years of great difficulty and famine. God saves thousands. He brings good from this brokenness. We see the same thing in the gospel. Jesus calling the elders and the chief priests to understand that the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. That there, by their rejection of Him, life will come. And it will come not only for those who rejected Him, but it will come for the whole world through their rejection. In an attempt to destroy Jesus, death swallows Him only to be destroyed from within. Can God bring good from the evil of your life? My brothers and sisters, so often we get so myopic. Do you understand what I'm saying? We get so overwhelmed and so everything in our life is so close and seems so overwhelming, and all of these things, we believe that the answer is no. But the answer is yes. Parents, we lose our temper all the time with children. In humility, to be able to say to your child, I am sorry. I yelled at you. It was not your fault. I'm angry about something else, and I took it out on you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. For a parent to be humble enough to do that with a child, so one, the child knows that mom and dad make mistakes. And when I make a mistake, this is what I must do. This is how to do it. It has been demonstrated before me by the act of my parent to draw good forth from once there was just evil and brokenness. God can bring good from the experiences of your pain and your suffering. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, to believe this, to walk in the truth of this, can even encourage us and strengthen us to walk in the midst of that difficulty and that trial. Why? Knowing the good that God is already bringing about through it. I don't brag about the pain that's been a part of my life, but I can tell you it has been there, and I am a better priest because of the pain of my life. Because when I see others enduring it, I can be compassionate and kind. My brothers and sisters, do not despise the hardships of your life, the difficulty, the challenges, the suffering, the tears. Do not despise these things. For through it, God can bring great healing, not only to you, but to those around you. Amen.